Welcome to the Vending Technology Podcast. I'm Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine, and with me today is John Powell of John Powell Consulting. We're here to talk about the Durbin Amendment and what impact it has on the vending industry as it relates to cashless. John is a consultant. He's been active for about 20 years in various aspects of vending software and vending technology. He was the vice president of business development at Cantaloupe Systems. He was also the vice president of vending services at Transaction Network Services, and he was also director of vending services at U.S. Wireless Data. Right now, he's involved in various projects regarding cashless vending. Today, we're going to talk about the Durbin Amendment, which was a ruling by the Federal Reserve Board a couple of weeks ago concerning the fees that banks can charge retailers. The Federal Reserve Board ruled that banks can charge retailers a maximum of 21 cents per transaction. This is the fee for interchange, also known as debit card swipe fees. John, a lot of our readers probably don't know exactly what this amendment says. I don't think I've given it complete justice, but could you just expand on the Durbin Amendment a little bit?
I think you've done a very good job, Elliot, of cutting to the chase, which is that there is a 21-cent cap on what the card associations can charge for debit and credit card transaction fees. The punchline to this is that essentially Durbin really will not have a significant effect on the vending industry, because really interchange and processing fees only represent one component of the total cost of cashless vending. And current interchange and processing fees today are far less than 21 cents. And the lower the credit card vend price, the relative lower the fees are. So at the point of paying for the vending industry, which is around $1 to $1.25 vend transaction, Durbin is essentially meaningless. To kind of understand that, what I'd like to do is talk to you, first of all, a little bit about exactly what the current debit and credit card fee structure is today, and then talk about how that credit card and debit card fee structure relates to the other two key components of the cashless vending cost, which are the monthly gateway fees and the actual amortized cashless equipment costs. And I think when we take a look at this as, first of all, taking a look at the actual costs of the transaction fees themselves, and then take a look at it in the broader context of these other costs, we'll really see that Durbin is kind of a non-issue.
Okay.
And if I could, what I'd like to do is take just a minute and talk about credit card vending fee structures, if that is helpful.
Yes, of course.
And I'll start by saying that, you know, costs of cashless vending get a little messy. The calculations are not necessarily the most straightforward things in the world. But I think I can kind of simplify and summarize and put this in perspective for the vending operator. And what I'd like to do is start with two examples of actual cashless vending fees. I'd like to use the published NAMA rates that NAMA has on their website, offered through Bank America. These are pretty typical of the traditional payment industry. And they're a good illustration of one of the two main methods of pricing credit card transactions, which is called Interchange Plus, which is where someone takes the actual interchange rates charged by the various associations for the various different types of transactions and adds a small markup to that. In the case of BAMS, I think that's about a penny and a half, and then a monthly fee on top of that. The other type of pricing, which I'll use for example, is what USA Technology offers, which is a bundled price or a flat rate across all different types of transaction types. But at the end of the day, they come out somewhat close to each other and again illustrate why Durbin really isn't that big of an issue for the vending industry today. If you take a look at the NAMA published rates, you'll find that the lowest possible rates amongst the major card associations would be a MasterCard rate for a MasterCard credit transaction. And on a dollar vend, that rate runs right at, including processor fees, that rate runs right at 5.36 cents. Call it 5.4 pennies per transaction.
Which is 5.4%.
5.4%. And if you look at the highest possible fee, that's about 9%, 9.01%. For processing fees and interchange, or the equivalent of 9 cents on a dollar transaction. So you go from the low side of 5.4 cents to on the high side, 9 cents. That still is way, way, way below the 21-cent cap in Durbin. If you use the NAMA published rates and extrapolate out to what what would be a very high then price transaction would be in the credit card industry, say a $4 transaction, you still come out with the most expensive possible transaction being a MasterCard debit, and that's still only 14 cents. If you use the USA technology model, it's 5 cents on a dollar transaction and 20 cents on a $4 transaction. And I would argue that if you're able to get $4 for a vend price, you're not going to worry about a 20-cent credit card fee, or you're going to be able to find some place to offload that fee. So really, in the greater scheme of things, we're way under at the dollar range, and still under at the $4 range. Any caps that Durbin would have on credit card transactions.
Okay, John, I think we'll end this podcast. We've focused on Durbin. In our next podcast, we'll look more specifically at some of the other cost components of cashless vending.